Coming up October 3rd, it is the Pink Ribbon Run. It is the 20th annual, and with me once again, Angela Hamilton. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Bob.
Can you believe it's been 20 years?
No, I cannot. The Beyond Pink team has some great advocates, and that's part of the reason why the Pink Ribbon Run is so important. You know, the survival rate is going up, but, you know, in Iowa and our high cancer rate, ladies are 1 in 7 in the state of Iowa have a chance of getting breast cancer, which in the nation, the average is 1 in 8. So in Iowa, we have a lot of work to do. And the Pink Ribbon Run helps us do some of that work with advocacy, you know, with our government. But the biggest thing is being there for people going through it, the individuals that hear the words, you have breast cancer, whether that's women or men. Men get diagnosed as well. And the Beyond Pink team is there, you know, for everyone, for all the individuals. And the Pink Ribbon Run is huge. It's our largest fundraiser. And it is growing every single year.
Do we know why Iowa is has such a high rate of cancer? Is there any answers there?
That's a magic question, you know, and that's something that we need to lean on our legislators on and say, hey, you know, this is an issue. We need to figure this out. You know, we want Iowans to stick around for a long time.
You know, it all costs a lot of money, and I don't know what the total the Pink Ribbon Run has brought in the last 19 years, but I know the goals go higher and higher, and this year, $100,000 goal.
Yeah, we want to hit that six-figure. We want to be able to do that, and the reason is, so far in 2026, the Beyond Pink team has helped 90 individuals with already over $140,000. And that's to help people that have been diagnosed with breast cancer to pay basic living expenses, transportation costs to treatment, you know, the high out-of-pocket costs they have with insurance. And so that's where that money goes. It stays right here in our community.
There is so much, I would imagine, going through one's head when they find out they're diagnosed with breast cancer. This really alleviates some of those problems so they can concentrate on themselves.
Absolutely. The biggest thing, hopefully we can alleviate a little bit of that financial stress. We can't take it all away, obviously, but we want to take the shock out of that part of it, saying, you have help. There is help right here in our community. Through support groups with the Beyond Pink team as well. And again, all the money from the Pink Ribbon Run comes right back into that.
Well, let's talk about this year. It's a special year because it is the 20th.
Hard to believe. Yeah. You know, what started as a small run, you know, in honor of Michelle Friedley, really, is what really got it started in the Dowie family. And it has just taken off. And so we are so appreciative. We would love all past survivors, any of our Spotlight survivors, anybody that served on past Pink Ribbon Run committees to come back and join us for the 20th annual downtown Cedar Falls River Plaza. It'll be a great morning.
We're looking for sponsors, aren't we?
Oh, absolutely. We can't do it without the sponsors. And our sponsors are vital. Especially this year, to meet that six-figure, $100,000 goal, we need sponsors more than ever.
When's the registration start?
Registration will open on August 1st. So watch the Pink Ribbon Run Facebook page, also the Beyond Pink team website. We'll have all that information. August 1st, it opens.